Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. Yes, you. Miss Roslyn here with another episode of my show. Hey, black folks in America, I am talking to you. Today, we're going to be talking about the all-powerful, the mighty black dollar. Yep, if you're just tuning in, I want you to go get you something to drink and come on back, because we're going to kick it a little bit about our powerful black dollar. You know, there's more power in the black dollar than any other dollar in the United States of America, probably in the world. Our black buying power is what I'm talking about. Approximately, they say a trillion, but I'm pretty sure it's already close around $2 trillion right now. Our buying power, I'm sure, is around $2 trillion. $2 trillion. Making us one of the largest economies in the world, according to the World Bank. 15th largest economy in the world in terms of GDP. Now, black folks, I'm talking to you. We have seen a 275% increase in our buying power since 1990. That is a lot. So that means, black folks, we have stepped our game up in buying and getting what we want and having what we want, regardless to all the obstacles we have faced over here living in these United States. But we haven't used our dollars to promote our social, economic, and financial well-being of all black people in America, and especially those living in the inner city where most of those black dollars are being taken out of and not redistributed. Not at all. These dollars are being taken out and we don't see them no more. And they're not being taken out by the black folks in America. Are you listening to me, black folks? Because I'm talking to you. Yeah, we've had a 275% increase in our buying power since 1990. And Maggie Anderson, who is an author and a brainchild behind the empowerment experiment, in 2014, she did, this experiment and explains, you know, how a dollar circulates in different communities. And in Asian communities, you know, a dollar circulates for up to 28 days. So, and in Jewish communities, a dollar circulates for nearly 20 days, their dollars do. And in white communities for about 17 days. And in Hispanic communities for about a week, 7 days. Yeah, in the black community, a dollar circulates for only 6 hours. 6 hours. That means that these people, they making that trillion and a half, almost $2 trillion that we spend it, our buying power, but they not investing it back into our community. Matter of fact, I just told you, they getting it out of the black community quick. Yeah, they getting it they're getting it out of the black community really fast. And why is that? That shouldn't be when we hold over $1 trillion in buying power. That shouldn't be. My people, hey, black folks, I'm talking to you, and this is important. You know, and the reason for that is the gains needed to be seen in the black community have not been as widespread as black folks in America have needed them to be. No. Why? because of unemployment. Black unemployment stays 4 times higher than white. And the reason for both of those are that black unemployment and the absence of the black economic revolution in America is because of the lack of black businesses. So that's why I'm always going to keep saying buy black. If you go in a black establishment, a black owned establishment, and you're getting goods or services or whatever it is, be respectful. Go into these establishments just like you go into the mall and go into the white establishment. Don't go in there looking for a deal, because when you get to the counter at Macy's, you're not haggling with that sales lady asking for a deal. You pay for that stuff and probably don't even, you overpay for that stuff and don't say a word. So give the black owned businesses that same respect and acknowledgement. And if you have a problem with a black owned business, let them know in a respectful manner. And on the same token, Black business owners, give the black people respect. Run your business professionally. You know, and don't talk to us any kind of way. That's what the foreigners do on the corner stores. Let us know you appreciate our business and give something back to the communities that you're serving. It could be if you have a restaurant, having a drawing for the people in the neighborhood and the community to get a free meal once a week. You know, if you're selling clothes, it's nothing wrong with giving a t-shirt or something away, having a raffle once a month or once a week. You know, because we have to uplift, inspire, encourage, and mainly love and respect one another. We have to, as black people, respect one another. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. You know, and there's no money available to start black businesses. That's why we need to bank black. We need to take those dollars and we need to quit putting them in these European banks. We don't know who own these banks, where our money at, what's gonna happen. You know, if something do happen, is we gonna be able to get our money out the bank? We don't know. So do your homework, and we need to be putting our money in black financial institutions, banks, credit unions. We need to be talking to black financial planners, you know. And we need to come together as a nation inside of the United States, a strong nation. You know, the black business that are in the black communities are not invested. The businesses, they're not black. They ain't invested no money back into the black communities. They don't hire no blacks from the community. And they don't live in these communities. So, you know, like I say, we 50 million strong in the United States. We got 50 million reasons plus, you know, to unite and to buy black and to exercise the power of our dollars. You know, Summer Moore writes a great article on the black dollar, and she writes other great pieces that black people should read about the state of affairs of black people in the United States today. Hey, black folks, I'm talking to you, and we black folks, we really need to start buying black. I can't stress that enough, how we need to, you know, buy black and exercise our black power that is in our black dollar. Because that's where our power lies, in our dollars. $2 trillion worth of buying power, that's a lot of power for us. So we need to come together and exercise that power. That's where our real power lies, in our black dollar. So you need to download the Black Wall Street app and learn where the black businesses are in your area. You know, we're going to try to come out with, I am going to try to come out with a list where I can put together all the black businesses by state, you know, and then you probably can go to the website and see if you in a certain state, do they have that business? If not, we be about our business of getting that business in that state or that little city or that little town, you know. There's a lot of little towns. Like here, we don't have like black-owned restaurants, soul food, healthy cooking soul food where you can go sit down and eat on Sunday. Everybody has to go and visit a European, an Asian, a Chinese restaurant or anything, but you really is not. If you go in a black restaurant, you have to get it to go. We don't have nowhere nice here anymore to eat since I was a girl. You know, they just, and I'm pretty sure this is across America, especially in the smaller towns where they just close up everything, all entertainment for black people. You know, so hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. So we need to realize just how powerful our black dollar is, and we need to come together and exercise that power. So right now we're going to take a quick break, and I got to go get some more of this black tea. And my black folks, don't you dare go nowhere. Hello, black folks. Again, it's Miss Roslyn here, straight out of Saginaw, Michigan, coming to you with my new podcast, Hey Black Folks. Yep, talking to you. And I'm talking to black folks in America. You know, earlier in the segment, we was talking about the black dollar and how powerful the black dollar is, and you know how powerful the black buying power is. And like right now we probably have about $2 trillion worth of buying power, we blacks do, and we need to exercise our black power that is in our black dollar, because that is where our real power lies. So we need to start buying black. We need to get up every day and make a conscious effort to treat black people right, to respect all black people. I don't care who they are, what walk of life they're in. We need to respect them. We need to encourage, uplift them, and we need to treat them right. We also need to download the Black Wall Street app and learn where all the black business is in your area. And go to WeBuyBlack.com, you know, and that's an online marketplace for black companies where they showcase and sell their products all over the world. So, yeah, go there, WeBuyBlack.com, and the Black Wall Street. Because we can have our own Black Wall Street. With $2 trillion worth of black buying power. Trust me, we can have our own everything, and rightfully we should have. You know, I'm tired of waiting for them to give us this and give us that. We already have our own because we spend it every day. $2 trillion, we spend it every day. That's real power, you know. And we need to, once again, support our local farmers and our farmers market. We really need more farmers. We need to be teaching these kids about agriculture, because we need our own agriculture system. We really need that. But that's another show, and we will address that too. You know, it's really, really, you know, it's really an epidemic for black people right now. We is like at that fork in the road, and we need to go the road that's best for blacks. We need to do what's best for black folks in America right now, 2019, today, every day, all day. What's best for black folks in America as a whole? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, black folks, talking to you. You know, the wise Jim put it best. Imagine if we were to come together to dismantle a system designed to devalue us by simply keeping our money within our own communities. Only then will we be free. Free enough to establish back wealth and create a real life Wakanda. Don't let that movement die. Don't let the movement die. You know, these people was running around here when Black Panther came out and Wakanda for Life, and I was one of them. And I've been trying to figure out how can I do my part to keep this movement alive, and I think this podcast is doing my part. I really, 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 you know, want to do something to bring Black people together, all people, you know. As I said in my last podcast, we Black folks, we suffer with a lot of mental issues, you know, mental health issues. And it's okay because we can get the help we need. We need our own hospitals, our own doctors. We need to be growing our own food. And one thing I'm going to tell you, and this definitely is an upcoming show, is that meat that we're eating, you know. Because everything and for everybody, you know, we just going to have to take care of ourselves and each other, you know. So we won't let the movement die, you know. And I don't know how I can appeal to you again to buy Black and become conscious. We need our Black people to be conscious of the power of the Black dollar. Be conscious of where you spend your dollars. You know, don't just go and spend your dollars with any old body, you know, on brands that don't have respect for Black people, you know, brands that don't invest in the community. You can look these brands up online and you can see what brands support charities. What charities do they support? Is they supporting any charities that diseases that Black people, high blood pressure, any of that? Or are their money going to support charities for Europeans and other races? You know, so you need to be smart. We need to be smart about how we're spending our dollars in 2019. You know, because we must exercise the power of the Black dollar in a proper manner. You know, and we must come together and unite right now, my beautiful Black folk. And once we are united, we must exercise our powerful dollars too. We gotta step up our game. These people, they don't care about us. They do not care about us. We have to take care of ourselves. We've been doing it since before slavery, during slavery, and after slavery. These people that's in these United States, they have been giving us a fair shake no kind of way. So the only way that we're going to get a fair shake and they're going to even consider listening to us is if we come together as one nation in these United States and then exercise our Black buying power. You know, that'll make them listen to us. You know, we need our dollars to work for us in the manner in which the Black dollar has never worked for Black folks ever in the United States. And now is the time. Hey, Black folks, I'm talking to you, and this is important. You know, we're united, you know, and we can be even more so united. Every ethnic race, except for the Black race, comes together in a major way, you know. And I'm going to just say this. You know, when Farrakhan had the Million Man March, over a million men showed up, you know. So we need to march not just for a million men. We need to march for the 50 million Black folks in America that's tired and fed up, and no matter how much money you got or what you done did, what kind of milestones you have achieved in your life, it's not going to be recognized by no one in the United States but other black folks. We need our own award show. We don't have to be getting mad at white folks, you know, because we not getting no awards, because we can have those grand award shows too with our $2 million worth of black buying power. Don't forget that. All we got to do is come together, you know. And hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. Yep, so let us not forget, you know. Let us remember that we are a beautiful, powerful, loving people. Let us not get away from that. A lot of this stuff that a lot of my people are going out of here, that ain't our stuff. That ain't our mess. And we got to get back to the basics, you know, on loving, supporting, inspiring, encouraging, and uplifting one another. That's what it's all about. Investing in each other. Investing in black folks that's just like you, look like you, and share the same pain, hurts, turmoils, joys, and sorrows as you. You know, the same black mothers who keep bearing our children. We got to invest in each other. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to go get a little more of this black tea. And hey, black folks, don't you dare go nowhere. Hey, black folks, Miss Roslyn here. And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the black dollar and our black buying power and coming together and uniting as one nation in the United States and the importance of buying black. And remember to go to WeBuyBlack.com and also to check out Black Wall Street. Remember that Thursday is Black Folks Friday, and I will be giving a shout out to all the black businesses that you send me your black business, where it's from, and what type of business it is, and I will give you a shout out, you know. Also, my beautiful black kings, queens, princes, and princesses, and I will call on you to take care of our seniors and our black children. I also call on you to uplift the black man. Uplift, encourage, inspire, and love on the black man. Like I say, the black man, he needs to take his place, you know, in our black nation. And his place is to protect, provide for the black woman and child. And the atrocities that has been taking place with the black woman and the black child across America has been devastating. And we need to, we need our black kings, black men, our black kings. We so desperately need you to step up to the plate. We really do. And also, don't forget that we need to talk to our children about internet pedophiles daily. I know they're going to get tired of hearing it. They're going to be like, Mom, Dad, I know. But still, we need to keep mentioning it to them. We also need our kids to travel two or more. We don't need our black children to be out here running the streets alone. And also make sure that they have 2 to 3 contacts outside of their parent or guardians. Make sure you're talking to your kids about netiquette, being respectful on the internet. And again, I want to say to the predators and the kidnappers and the abductors, we will get you. You may or may not have your day in court, but you will have your day. You will be found. You know, we will get you. You will not continue to take and murder and kill and rape and maim our black children. It has to stop, and it needs to stop immediately. So do not forget to go over to GoFundMe and click on the findourchildren.org and donate so we can get some safe places set up in every city, in every state. I don't care how small, we need some safe places set up for these children. Lots of them down in the southern states by the border, Texas. Yes, we need safe places, safe spaces set up. We need 800 numbers. We need just everything. We need precautions put in place where our kids won't continue to be taken at such an alarming rate, not taken at all. It is our responsibility, black folks, to protect our black children. They are our rich future. We have to protect them. And I need to be a voice for these families. I need to be a voice for these children that are missing at an alarming rate in the United States. I will be their voice. So please donate to our GoFundMe page at findourchildren.org. $2, $5, $1, whatever you can donate, it will be appreciated. And not only do we need donations, we need people to bring this vision all the way to life with me. Yes. And on another note, I've also decided that I'm going to be doing real-time podcasts and sharing them. Like when I'm out in the public, something going down, I'm going to be sharing them. I'm going to be jumping on to making a podcast. Anything trending, black folks, you know, I'm going to be talking about it. I don't care if I might be on here 5-7 times a day, but hey, black folks, I'm talking to you. And all my podcasts are for black folks that's living in America. I welcome everybody to listen to it, but I'm talking to the black folks that living in America. Our time to unite is now. Our time to exercise the power that is in our mighty dollars is now. We have $2 trillion worth of black buying power, and that is a lot of power. So until we meet again, stay prayed up, keep loving on each other, and most of all, respect and uplift and encourage one another. And I love you all, and there's nothing you can do about that.